Welcome to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English. Intermediate plus listening practice to help improve your English.
Hi Chris.
Hey Andrew.
How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm okay, thanks. We are talking about Pancake Day today.
Pancake Day. Well,
yes.
When people are listening to this, it will be Pancake Day.
Yeah,
won't it?
I think this year it falls on Tuesday, the 4th of March.
Mm-hmm. The day before Ash Wednesday.
Yes, which is also the start of Lent. So in England, or the UK, it's popularly known as Pancake Day, the Tuesday. But the more traditional name is Shrove Tuesday. And now, I don't know why it's called Shrove Tuesday. Do you know, Chris?
I do, because I Wikipedia'd it
just
before the podcast.
Wikipedia, the source of all knowledge.
Well, whether it's correct or not.
So, educate us, Chris. Why is it called Shrove Tuesday?
Shrove comes from shrive, which apparently is an old word for confess. So
okay.
I guess it was a day when people confess their sins before the start of Lent, or confess what,
Okay, wow, so it's a day of confession.
A day of confession.
Yes.
Wow, how far we have come.
Yes, we've changed confession to pancakes. Have you got much to confess, Chris?
That I'm going to eat a lot of pancakes.
Okay, okay. And how do you like your pancakes? How do you eat your pancakes?
Well, my family had a very unhealthy tradition where we would have our pancakes with some ice cream in the middle and melted Mars bars.
Melted Mars bars, wow.
I told you it was unhealthy.
That is about as unhealthy as it gets. It reminds me of, is it Glasgow, where they have
deep fried
Mars bars? Yes, we would never allow such a thing in our house.
No.
We either have sugar and lemon juice,
more traditional.
Honey and lemon juice.
I think sugar and lemon juice is the traditional one.
Okay.
And the story for pancakes I heard was to use up the heavy things that you're not allowed to have during Lent.
Yes, because traditionally it's a time of fasting or denying yourself in the run-up, in the lead-up to Easter.
Are you giving up something for Lent, Andrew?
I think I might do, yeah. Some years I do, some years I don't. But I am considering giving up beer for Lent. Yeah, because I normally get home after classes or at the end of the day and I'll have a can of beer. And I'm just wondering whether it might be good to have a few weeks without beer. So that's something I'm thinking of giving up. And then I'm also thinking about trying to read a more difficult book, to take up a more difficult book. It's a thick autobiography from a previous century. So
wow.
If I manage to do both, give up beer and read the book, I'll be very smug. What about you, Chris? Are you giving anything up or taking anything up?
Well, I know taking up is the more popular thing at the moment, I think. And apparently there's some good reason for this, because it's easier to give up something when you replace it with something else. So,
okay.
So maybe instead of your, you know, not having a beer after you finish work, you should have a nice herbal tea or something like that. Replace it for something else.
Yeah.
Because it's also much easier to focus on the positive thing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't have anything in mind, though, yet.
Okay.
I'll probably think of something. I've got a few more days, even though this will be a day before, but I'll probably try and take something up for Lent, I think.
Yeah. I think it's quite a good opportunity for language learners to maybe set themselves a project or a number of words to memorise, or maybe try and read a book in the language that they're learning.
Because 40 days, you've got enough time to do that.
Yeah, 40 days plus Sundays. It's always gives you a little bit more time, and that's tends to be what people think is enough time to form a new habit as well. So
not just for Lent.
Not just for Lent. Yeah, not just for Lent. But it's a good thing to think about. What are our habits in terms of language learning, and what can we do?
That's about.
We're out of time. That's all for this week. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English, Intermediate Plus Listening Practice. Go to our website www.badajozenglish.com for more activities, exercises, and things to help improve your English.